No Junk Mail presents The Trading Post, narrated by the author, James R. Von Felt. Chapter 20, Day 17, continued. Creak, creak. Again, the noise came from the front porch. Someone was moving outside, or maybe more than one. As quietly as I could, I crawled over towards the wood stove. I came across Billy. He was still sleeping. Put my hand over his mouth gently and whispered in his ear, "Quiet. Somebody's outside." Instantly, his eyes opened and looked directly into mine. He was fully awake. He sat up and we waited in the dark, not moving, not even breathing so we could hear. There it was again, the whispers outside the door. "Who's got a pistol?" I asked in a whisper. Billy pointed to the pistol in his belt. "Get ready," I signed silently. I crawled towards where Philip was lying when a hand touched my back. I froze. It was Longhair and Brave. They were awake too. The front door was in the middle of the room, on the south wall. The two windows, one on either side of the door, were dirty and set high in the wall. From where we were on the floor, we couldn't see anyone on the front porch. Besides that, it was pitch black outside and inside the trading post. The door was closed but not locked. Longhair signed for us to crawl behind the front door if it opened. An overturned table lay there, so me and Billy crept behind it. Longhair and Brave got with Longhair on the east end and Brave on the west end. They were lying on the floor, looking around the counter with pistols ready. Both of them could get a clear shot at anyone coming through the door. Billy had a gun, too, and we would be behind anyone who came in. More sounds came from the wooden porch. They were leaving, stepping off the porch towards the dock. Several people were out there prowling around, but I couldn't tell how many. If anyone else was awake in the trading post, they didn't make any sounds. We waited and waited, and for a long time we couldn't hear anything. We didn't move or say anything either, and we sure couldn't sleep. I kept thinking, who is it? Why are they here? What do they want? An hour or more went by. Daylight was coming. Light in the east was barely beginning to gray the sky. It was still dark inside the trading post. All of a sudden, we heard a commotion. Someone was running. We could clearly hear the boots hit the wooden porch. They were followed by more boats hitting the porch. Within three or four large steps, three men burst into the front door, rifles in their hands. They shouted, "Don't move! Don't move!" That woke everybody. The men kept on yelling, standing at the doorway, pointing rifles at the east wall, where Sam and Jake were sleeping in chairs, and Philip, Looney, Alex, and Daryl were sprawled out on the floor near the wood stove. I don't know how much the men were able to see, because it was still dark in the room. The heads jerked up out of sleep. For an instant, there was silence. Then Billy cocked his revolver. Click! And said, "Don't you move." More clicks as we heard Longhair and Brave pull back the hammer on their pistols. After that, the only thing we could hear was the heavy breathing of the men who had just burst into the room. In a calm voice, Billy said, "Put your guns down on the floor in front of you." 1 second went by. Then two. Then three. Then Billy raised his voice and with more force said, "Put the guns down, now! And I mean it, now!" Two of the men had rifles. They slowly put their rifles down on the floor. "Raise your hands," Billy said. Slowly they lifted their hands. They didn't turn around. They didn't turn their heads to see who was talking to them. They had been ambushed, and they knew it. Philip, Looney, Alex, Daryl, and Enu jumped to their feet. Philip motioned to Looney, Alex, and Daryl to back up against the wall. Philip yelled, "Turn around! Turn around!" When they turned, Philip grabbed their rifles. He gave a rifle to Inu and kept one. All three men had knives in sheaths attached to their belts. Philip motioned to Looney. Looney removed the knives from the sheaths. Then Philip motioned to Looney, Alex, Daryl, and Inu to move so he could direct these unwanted visitors to the southeast corner. The three of them lined up behind the wood stove against the wall next to the wood box. Looney put the knives down next to the money box on the counter. Then he lit two lanterns so we could see the men better. I could see Looney's hand shaking as he lit the wick with the match. He finally got it going, and a soft glow filled the room. Inu saw the badge first. It was pinned to the shirt pocket of the red-headed man who stood on the right. The man had a bushy mustache and was clearly older than the other two. Inu tried to get Philip's attention, but Philip was so busy glaring at the intruders, he didn't see him. Philip shouted, "Who are you? Why are you here?" The red-headed man said, "That's what I want to know, son. I'm the sheriff in these parts, and these are my deputies. You," he said as he pointed his finger at Philip, "you're in a heap of trouble." Jake, who was watching all this, hollered again, this time yelling, "They're thieves, kidnappers, bank robbers!" He laced his words with profanity of the worst kind. The deputy closest to Jake swung and punched Jake in the head, knocking him over, chair and all. Jake didn't move or make a noise. I think he was out cold. At the same time, Billy discharged his pistol into the ceiling and yelled, "Shut up and don't move! Kaboom!" Now, I don't know if you've ever heard a big caliber pistol like a .45 go off outdoors, but it makes a gigantic boom. Inside the trading post's front room, it sounded like a cannon. That sure got everybody's attention. My ears were ringing. The intruders were startled. They had not known Billy and me were there kneeling behind the turned-over table by the door. Philip was in front of them and had their attention. Daryl leaned close to Sam and said, "Better be careful. Billy's jumpy." We all heard him. The intruders heard him, too. Philip then told Looney, Daryl, and Inu to look around outside. We could hear the click of the rifle as Inu drew back the hammer into firing position. Philip shut the door behind them, but stayed close to it so he could hear anything going on. As Inu, Daryl, and Looney took their first steps on the porch, we could hear it creak like we had heard it earlier. "Snow," said Philip. I leaned over and looked out the window. I could see the 3 or so inches of snow that had fallen in the night. And it was still snowing lightly. It was spring, so it shouldn't have been snowing. But I guess it got real cold last night. It would melt soon. After a while, listening at the doorway, Philip turned and addressed the men standing against the wall. "Sit. Keep hands up." They sat down. Then Brave and Longhair pulled off their boots and found a knife in one boot. The three men looked rugged and tough. It was easy to see that the red-headed man was a leader. The second one was smaller and stocky, and he had a bad eye. It looked like the eye was blind, but I couldn't tell for sure. He had a mean look about him. The third one had narrow, shifty eyes and a big scar in his cheek. To myself, I called them Blind Eye and Scarface. Scarface was the one who had the knife in his boot. Sheriff's badge or not, from the looks of them, we knew we couldn't trust these guys. The trading post was getting cold. Alex got a small piece of wood from the wood box. He took out his knife and made a fire starter. Philip took a box of matches off the countertop and threw them to Alex. He caught them in the air, moved to the wood stove, and started the process of getting a fire going. The intruders sat on the floor, backs against the wall. They whispered to each other as they watched our every move. Longhair, Brave, and Billy guarded them, pistols pointed at them all times. Sam kept whispering and making noises we couldn't understand. When Alex got the fire going, I could hear it crack and pop as it got bigger and bigger. The lantern made a pale yellow glow, the flame causing shadows to dance as it flickered. Story continued, chapter 21.